The Hurricane Watch Net is remembering and celebrating 60 years of operation. In September 1965, Hurricane Betsy hit Florida, the Bahamas, and the central U.S. Gulf Coast. The damage there was nearly $1.42 billion, earning the storm the nickname Billion Dollar Betsy. Forecasting for storms like Betsy was still in its infancy. Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, the current Hurricane Watch Net manager, shared that amateur radio operator Gerald E. Jerry Murphy, K8YUW, then 28 years old, was stationed at the U.S. Naval Mobile Construction Battalion Center in Davisville, Rhode Island. During his time off, he handled countless phone passages and messages to and from military-deployed personnel. As a member of the Intercontinental Amateur Radio Net, IARN, on 14.320 megahertz, the public was becoming concerned, said Graves. In 1965, there wasn't any access to 24-hour news and weather reports. Murphy suggested to the IARN net manager to move those interested in the storm up 5 kilohertz to get them off the net, and the net manager agreed. Marcy Rice, KZ5MM, located in the Canal Zone, Panama, followed Murphy, and together they established the first hurricane watch net on 14.325 megahertz. Murphy passed away in March of 2025. Now the HWN will host a two-day on-air special event to celebrate its 60th anniversary on June 7th through the 8th, 2025. Net control stations located across the United States will all operate using the call sign WX5HWN on or near 14.325 megahertz and 7.268 megahertz at the following times. Saturday, June 7th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and Sunday, June 8th to 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And a note here that operations on 7.268 megahertz will conclude at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A special commemorative certificate will be available by sending an email request to WX5HWN at hwn.org no later than June 30th, 2025.